brought to you by Penguin.
An Autobiography by Angela Davis. This book is read by Angela Davis. For my family, my strength. For my comrades, my light. For the sisters and brothers whose fighting spirit was my liberator. For those whose humanity is too rare to be destroyed by walls, bars, and death houses. And especially for those who are going to struggle until racism and class injustice are forever banished from our history. Preface to the Third Edition, 2021. At the time I wrote this book, I could not really imagine myself as an author, especially of an autobiography. Almost a half century later, I have retained my suspicion of the underlying individualism that defines the genre. Today, as we witness the perilous repercussions of neoliberal individualism, I am more convinced than ever that we need to engage in relentless critique of our centering of the individual. As was the case 50 years ago, I believe that if we fail to emphasize how our lives are precisely produced at the many junctions of the social and the individual, we fundamentally distort the ways we live and struggle in community with one another and with our non-human companions on this planet. Revisiting this text almost 50 years after I wrote it, I might call it something like Memoirs of a Life Dedicated to the Quest for Freedom. Or I could emphasize the subtitle of the first paperback edition, With My Mind on Freedom. I was indeed hesitant to write an autobiography then. But today I can say unequivocally that I am very glad that I undertook the challenge to write a collective story that, in light of the passage of time, may be more important than I then suspected. The significance I now perceive resides precisely in the many flows and ruptures of left anti-racist movements over the last decades. In this sense, I am eternally grateful to Toni Morrison, my editor at the time, who insisted on the importance of a political autobiography, and without whose assistance and persistence this book would not exist. As I dwell in the memories of this political past, I am reminded of how much I owe Toni, not only for this work and others she edited and wrote, but for her decades-long friendship and the many ways she transformed our planetary consciousness. As I write this preface, many narratives are emerging that center the uprisings and organizing efforts related to the police murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many others, which helped to define a period that will be remembered for the collective awareness of structural racism that crystallized during the COVID-19 pandemic. My contribution, like the work of others who have attempted to narrate aspects of the anti-racist struggles of the late 20th century, will hopefully help us to better understand where we are today. In apprehending the ways in which the practices of the history I wrote about and the theoretical insights embedded in them are situated on a continuum of courageous struggles against racist police violence, against the deeply embedded racism of the carceral system, and against racial capitalism more broadly, we can begin to recognize the long-term outcomes of struggles that are sustained over generations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?